having just taken the oath on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., vowing a new day for the United States after 4 years of tumult under Donald Trump, who in an extraordinary final act snubbed the inauguration. 2 weeks to the day after Trump's supporters violently rampaged at the U.S. Capitol to overturn the election results, Biden headed to the very same steps alongside Kamala Harris. Harris is the first woman, first Black, and first South Asian vice president. At 78, Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history and only the second Catholic. Outgoing President Donald Trump is back in Florida after leaving Washington, D.C. for the final time as president. He's followed at least one tradition, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
While there was no invitation to the White House for Joe Biden after he was declared the winner of the November election, the Republican president did leave a note for his successor. Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deere didn't want to say what was in the note, citing privacy for communications between presidents. Trump has refused to publicly concede to Biden and did not mention the Democrat by name in a pair of farewell addresses. He also interrupted many traditions of the presidency, including by not attending Biden's inauguration. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hours before leaving the office as the only chief executive impeached twice, Mr. Trump bid farewell to a nation bitterly divided and boycott his successor's inauguration, as we mentioned. In some of his final remarks before boarding Air Force One for Florida, he told reporters, "Goodbye, we love you, we'll be back in some form," end quote. This is VOA News. A powerful explosion has ripped the facade off a residential building in Madrid, Spain. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.